Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7. We're broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And don't forget, a special shout goes out, as always, to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America moving along. And that goes for the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers out there, the men and the women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Also goes for our bulk mail haulers, Felix and the gang, hauling the mail from the bulk mail centers to the post offices. And, of course, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. And our Amazon people working in the warehouse as well as driving the trucks. We appreciate every one of you, and thanks for tuning in. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. And we're there as Captain's America on all those different websites, Captain's America. Now, our website is simply the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Go over there, check it out, and take advantage of all the things we have for you to see over there. All right, joining us from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
We have our friend in Colorado on the line, Aaron. So Aaron has a question, so go ahead, Aaron. What's on your mind?
Denise, the question about Trump meeting with an alleged white supremacist, it's just another case of trying to make Trump look like some kind of evil racist. In America, the man ran for, when he announced that he's running for president, he was a racist. He's in the White House, Trump's a racist. He's out of the White House, now he's a racist. So I just want to hear Denise Simon, what she thinks about this big, giant pile of ass saying that Trump is a racist, and Trump is no more racist than you or me or anyone else. I'm just getting tired of the dark side broken down, dumb donkeys and the rhinos, because the rhinos condemned him, saying that the Republican Party doesn't condone this. I know their history, and apparently they don't. But anyway, Cap, Denise, have a good night. Have a good morning.
Thank you very much, Aaron. Okay, go ahead, Denise.
Well, it is the whole thing of racism has permeated through all of the social everything, to the point where, interestingly enough, if you listen to a particular interview that I think happened yesterday with one of the U.S. Soccer players in the World Cup, you've got international media and you've got those from Iran, North Korea, you know, everybody, they watch us. And so they're using that against us as well, and that includes Trump, and that includes anybody really in the GOP. So with media that is pushing this thing, just watch Joy Reid for 5 minutes on MSNBC, and it's just not going to go away. So it's here to stay. It's permeated through the military. It's permeated in voting, in certainly with this senator's race and that's going on in Georgia. So, I mean, it's where we are. Because Trump has already announced that his candidacy for 2024, they're going to stay with it. So, yeah, that's where we are. And then you have the whole anti-Semitism component. You can throw that in there, too, and just something you have to fight through and live with because it's not going to go away. They think it's effective. It's used to raise money. And in some cases, it works, sadly so.
Now, we teased and talked a little bit about the possible rail strike. However, we have some more information about what I threw out there, and that was the Taft-Hartley Act, which is also known as the Labor Management Relations Act of 1947. Now, I'm going to go to the phone line right now. We got a caller and outside the area, so we'll see who we got. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Paul from Clearwater, Captain Matt. And,
how are you, sir?
Denise, good evening.
Yes.
I'm fine,
hi.
Thank you. So I have a question. I would watch the Maricopa County Election Board, the county,
right.
Yesterday, and there were a huge number of people who came up and complained about irregularities, including poll workers, electioneers, and everything.
Yep.
And not enough of them asked for a redo on a paper ballot, but I'm glad to see Cochise County has objected to it. And I'd like to know Denise's thought on this, on a redo, and what the chances are.
Okay, thank you very much. Go ahead, Denise.
Well, it all comes down to, I think there's a couple of lawsuits, and I think it'll slow down any kind of certifications. But more than that, I think it's going to come down to a judge and what the judge is going to rule.
Yeah, now hold that thought. We'll finish this on the other side of the break. But she's right. There's two lawsuits. There's two counties involved in this, and they can't certify the election statewide until those counties come on board, and they're not about to, not yet anyway. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer. 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick. Easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy-to-take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam. Works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene. 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Harry W. 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya. 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will take it right away, this portion of the program. My conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by Geico. That's Geico Insurance, spelled G-E-I-C-O. And Geico has been saving people money for more than 85 years. They're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 26 million drivers. I happen to be one of them. Now, you can go to the Geico website, geico.com, or their local office. Get the number off the website, or get the number however you need to, off the computer or whatever, because we don't have phone books anymore. And they'll help you to find coverage for just about everything you own. They can cover your car, the truck you're driving, give you a quote, certainly, your motorcycle, ATV, your boat or your RV, save some money there when you bundle it together. But where you really save money on the whole kit and caboodle is when you bundle your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance together. That saves you a bunch of money. So the policy, check it out. Get your current policy out. Look at the numbers. Geico.com, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com. And good luck, and I hope you save a bunch of money. Okay, back to Denise Simon. You were explaining that for our caller, and then I got something to add here.
Okay.
Go ahead. You have something to add to this thing?
Oh, no. I mean, it's going to come down to, when it comes to Arizona, it's going to come down to the judge and what the judge rules. Let's not remember that the Secretary of State is the one that should have recused herself.
Right.
Because she's running for governor. There's all kinds of reasons for where we are that this thing was likely compromised. And I don't know what the process is, but, you know, they had better clean it up because it's become a national embarrassment. I think the left is going to exploit this thing as much as they can.
Now, we have something called the Labor Management Relations Act of 1947, and for you business students out there, you know it as the Taft-Hartley Act. It's been used twice since it was passed, and it basically was passed to do one thing, stop a major strike in its tracks. Now, the president could ask the Congress to, or however they would do it, it would have to come from the Congress. He could ask the Congress, and the Congress could agree, to have the president invoke the Taft-Hartley Act, which means two things. Number one, the railroad doesn't go on strike. They're told you have to go to work or else. And the or else means if they don't want to operate the trains, they're literally taken from the train and taken wherever they take them. I think that they would hold them in contempt. But it also means the military would get involved. And the military would more than likely operate those trains because this has happened before. Not only with trains, but also with planes and also with ships.
This comes down to a national security situation here. And national security doesn't always have to be some kind of a foreign threat. It can be a domestic threat.
Mm-hmm.
And, the rail system moves chemicals. They're very important. It moves, freight, including pharmaceuticals.
Yep.
So all of those things, all that freight can be part of national security. Now, when Reagan fired the air traffic controller, let's remember that the air traffic controllers were federal employees, so he had dominion over them.
Mm-hmm.
This is not quite that easy when it comes to rail.
Nope.
Because these are private companies, or these are corporations. As you said, they're non-government. However, they're highly subsidized.
Yep.
In fact, that's pretty much the only way they run is because they're government subsidized. Now, it's not a matter of using the act. It's a matter of what these unions, and I think it's four or five.
That four of them.
Rejected this deal.
Four of them.
Yeah, they have rejected it.
Right.
They are in, it comes down to coercion. And that's where this really is. This is coercion over benefits. Benefits for the employees and their money, and they want their time off, and they want their hospitalizations and medical and all that other kind of stuff. So it's coercion, and that is what the Taft-Hartley Act is supposed to prevent.
Yep.
So what is happening here is they're already in violation. They go on strike. I mean, they are in violation. It's not a matter of using it. It's a violation. So.
Sure.
A judge would have to determine what the penalty is for violation of law. It is a law. So the Congress, what they're supposed to do to act is say, pass an emergency bill that says this will be suspended. In other words, their strike has to be suspended.
Correct.
And I think they were suggesting 90 days until
yep.
this thing can be worked out.
Yep.
So everybody in Washington D.C. that has anything to do with this, as far as voting goes, or whatever new bill comes up, they're all very aware of the Taft-Hartley Act.
Well, we'll soon know, but it doesn't mean that it's not going to happen or whatever. We'll soon know, and we'll just play it by ear until we find out for sure. Okay, now, let's see here. Elon Musk's Twitter takeover has done more than just restore the banned conservative accounts. It's also allowing conservatives to grow their followers again while Democrats are losing many of theirs. And some of their supporters are just leaving Twitter altogether and going to other places.
He's got something that's going on here that's really quite interesting because of what he is doing. He's making a lot of these woke corporations, especially Apple, very angry. And Apple apparently doesn't like free speech. they are threatening to remove the Twitter app from their app store. And so he has said, all right, if that's what you think you are threatening me with and you think that you can do, then there's, I have some other options here. And one is to create his own cell phone company.
Sure.
That would compete with Apple phones. And, you know, let's not forget, I mean, he has the wherewithal to do that kind of thing.
Yep.
And the other piece is that he is threatening, and he has the ability to do this too, all the internal and external memos that came in to Twitter on all things Hunter Biden and the laptop.
Correct.
And why it was suppressed over there at Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
So that could bring down an awful lot of people. Who they are, we don't know. We can guess.
Right.
But I think a lot of it would be government that was putting pressure on social media, because if it happens at Twitter, you know that it happens at Google, and you know that it happened at Facebook. So he's in the driver's seat on this one, and I think that social media, especially Apple, is playing with fire on this one.
Now, we're going to see or hear a vote coming on the Respect for Marriage Act that's going to come up for its final vote, I believe, tomorrow in the Senate. And
you got 12, I think, Republicans on the Senate side that have collapsed, and they're with the Democrats on this one.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see what happens, don't you think?
Well,
whether or not they stick with the guns.
Yeah, they're not going to.
All right, hold that thought. I'm going to try to take this real quick. Okay, is that you, Mary?
It is. Good morning.
You got 30 seconds. You got to really make it quick.
I say put all the Hunter Biden stuff on Twitter. If you haven't seen the pictures, you can find them on the Internet now. Just let the people see what's been going on. Thank you.
All right, you got it. And, yeah, she's right.
Well, let's also, too, remember that Jen Psaki, who at the time was the White House press person, was saying that it was Russian disinformation and it wasn't real and this and that. That this White House was putting pressure on social media. Well, she has been asked to testify. She filed a lawsuit that she didn't want to testify, and the judge went, no, 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 you have to testify.
Right.
So we're getting ready to find out here what has happened before the election in the early year, first year of Biden's term.
Can't wait, can't wait. We'll find out soon. I'm thinking in the next couple of weeks there'll be a lot of things going on. All right, you have yourself a great day. Enjoy the weather and enjoy the tennis match you're headed for. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right,
thank
Denise you. Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check her out, see all the great things that she has to offer. In the meantime, I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News.
What's old is new again when it comes to Congress. They're currently trying to agree on a way to keep from shutting down over finances yet again.
Businesses across the United States are pleading with Congress to impose a contract or extend a negotiation cooling-off period in order to keep the railroads running. The Biden administration warns a nationwide strike could cripple our economy. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
If it's any indicator of how the economy's going, Robert Kiyosaki, the guy who wrote Rich Dad, Poor Dad, sent out a tweet this past week that said, "The world economy is not a market. I believe the economy is the biggest bubble in world history. God have mercy on us all." This is USA Radio News.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. This is our military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, keep in mind, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses. It's two campuses where they will train you to become an aviation maintenance tech. I'll tell you all about them after they tell you about themselves.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy, who brings you this portion of the program, the Military and Veterans News segment, has two locations where they will train you to become an aviation maintenance technician. The first one is right here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida, on the other side of Tampa Bay. The second one is in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside the city limits of Boston. So you've got the Boston area, and you've got the Tampa Bay area, where you can learn to become an aviation maintenance tech. Now, if you haven't gone to their website, go to the website NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. One more time, NAA.edu. Go there, look at the website, take a look at the campuses, take a look at the curriculum, take a look at what you'll wind up doing, take a look at the kind of money you'll get, take a look at the companies they work with, and then give them a call and ask to take the tour of one of those campuses. Now, you can go to both if you want and make up your mind that way by having seen both campuses, because maybe one would be a little better and be a little bit more to your type of thinking than the other one. We'll see. But again, the number is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Call them up. Ask to take the tour. Now, here's what you'll see on the tour. Number one, you'll get a chance to talk to students. Number two, you get a chance to talk to instructors. And number three, probably the most important, you get a chance to talk to the people that are the loan officers. Now, if you are a private citizen, civilian, and you have no GI Bill to operate with, they'll go through the commercial procedure to get a loan for you, a student loan, and away you go. Now, if you are military, and you have your GI Bill benefits, especially if you have them all intact yet, many of you do, they will help you to a certain extent, but they can't do all the paperwork for you. You should be able to do that with your Veterans Affairs officer before you leave the base that you're at or at the county that you're in. They'll help you do the paperwork, get everything squared away, and away you go. Of course, it will be paid 100%, not only your schooling, but if you have tuition, books, whatever, if you need a place to live, et cetera, and all that, because they don't have dorms, it'll help you with that. So there you go. But, again, the website, NAA.edu, 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 National Aviation Academy. Phone number 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And the campuses are in Clearwater, Florida, and Concord, Massachusetts. Well, the United States is going to send anti-drone machine guns and air defense ammunition to the Ukraine. This is important. This is some stuff that they haven't had before that's going to be a game changer when it comes to taking down the Iranian drones that the Russians are flying around right now. And the Pentagon said it will send Iran, or Ukraine rather, up to $400 million in artillery, ammunition, weapons, and supplies in its latest drawdown package to help the nation defend themselves against Russia. To coin a phrase, this is huge. Also, the aircraft carrier Gerald R. Ford is slated to return back to the naval station in Norfolk from its inaugural deployment, due in on Saturday of this week. They have wrapped up their first deployment, the USS Gerald R. Ford. Very curious to see how everything went. The Space Force has opened its first regional command headquarters in the Indo-Pacific. Now, the Space Force on Tuesday opened a regional command center at Joint Base Pearl Harbor, Hickam, Hawaii, to manage military space operations across the Indo-Pacific. And an Air Force training jet recently had to make an emergency belly landing at a pilot training unit in Mississippi, marking the squadron's second jet mishap in as many weeks. And I think I know where the facility was, but because they didn't put it down there, I'm not going to guess. I'll have to look it up. But I believe it's the one right there off I-20. When you come across, we'll see. Now, the Marine Corps has partially relaxed its strict hair rules for women. They're allowing women to have ponytails now and some other hairstyles. We'll see what happens there with the Marines. Because it's always been high and tight, high and tight, high and tight. The women, too, by the way. So we'll see what happens next. Now, the Ukraine is firing so many barrages from their artillery pieces that they are breaking down. A third of its artillery force is currently out of action because it continues to break down from the overuse of the equipment. But then again, I get it. I understand it. They do have new equipment on the way. We'll see what happens. A top Polish general has said there's no need for Ukrainian forces to change their tactics near the border. Now, General Rajmund Andrzejczak, the chief of staff of the Polish Armed Forces, said, I cannot imagine myself telling Ukrainians, change your position because it's not sufficient for me. I do not expect any change in Ukrainian performance because they are fighting for their country, said the general. That is true. That changes things when that happens. The Pentagon also is considering a Boeing proposal to supply Ukraine with cheap, small, precision bombs fitted onto abundantly available rockets, allowing Kiev to strike far behind Russian lines as the West struggles to meet the demand for more arms. Also, the United Kingdom has increased the Ukrainian military support, and they delivered their first helicopter. The latest equipment approval arrived after United Kingdom Prime Minister Rishi Sunak announced a $50 million or $60 million American support package to the Ukraine during a recent visit to Kiev. The Pentagon announced that they had confirmed a rocket attack happened near a U.S. base in Syria. The Pentagon on Friday condemned a rocket attack that targeted a U.S. base in northeastern Syria, which resulted in no injuries and no damage. I have more about it right here. The Pentagon on Friday condemned a rocket attack that targeted the U.S. base in northeastern Syria, which resulted in no injuries, no damage. Two rockets were fired at the base in al-Shahadi, Syria, at 10:31 p.m. local time, when a third unfired rocket was found at the rocket's origin site, so said U.S. Central Command. I would not want to be these guys firing these rockets when they get caught. There won't be much left. There just won't be much left. All right, that's our military and our Veterans News segment. We'll be coming back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. And don't forget, it is Tuesday.
It's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Express.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
And I heard a rumor Chris Markowski was going to hop on his jet corporate plane there and fly it on down here as fast as we go to get to lunch. Anyway, this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, is brought to you by Moss Family Automotive, and in particular, the Moss Acura dealership over on North Florida Avenue here in Tampa, right next door to the Nissan dealership that Moss has over there. Now, you can find out more about Moss Acura by going to the website, mossacura.com. Take a look at the cars that they have, the trucks that they have, the fact that they have people that come down here from all over the eastern seaboard, all over the southeastern part of the U.S., the mid part of the U.S. There's a couple of reasons for that. Number one, it's the You Serve, You Save policy, where all active duty military, all veterans, and all first responders, that would be EMS, firefighters, and police, and church pastors, too, get tremendous discounts on the vehicles you're looking at. Now, they also have Moss Care for the life of the vehicle, free oil changes, tire rotations for life, and, of course, when they're honoring you with a You Serve, You Save program, how can you beat that? Well, you can't. So a number of people come here to save a lot of money, and you can, too. Check them out online first, Moss Acura. That's M-A-U-S, mossacura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That'll save you some more money along the way. Okay, Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, getting ready to fire up that Superbird, huh?
Oh, yeah, right.
Well, you know, don't laugh, because someday you might have one of them and you might say, yeah, I'm going to go down to Tampa for lunch.
I don't know if I would do that for lunch. I think that would be a bit egregious, don't you think?
Well, I don't know, but years ago, let me tell you what my wife and I did. We just wanted to go someplace just for the hell of it. She goes, how about we take a plane ride somewhere, go have lunch, and fly back and be home for dinner? And I says, really? She goes, yeah. I said, where do you want to go? She says, Atlanta. So we flew to Atlanta from upstate New York and had lunch at the airport. We didn't go anywhere but the airport, and just kind of loafed around there, waited about an hour and a half for our next flight to go back, and flew back to Syracuse, and that took care of that.
Well, let me guess, was that the middle of winter when you wanted to get out of Syracuse?
Oh, yes.
Yes. About 4 or 5 months, maybe?
Yeah, it was freaking freezing cold that night. I remember that, or that day. Yeah.
There were times like that. I mean, you know, you're dealing with people that have, unless you're up there in the wintertime, it's hard for people in upstate that are not from upstate New York to understand how bad it can get up there.
Yeah, and I managed to meet somebody. One of my friends there met us for lunch, so it wasn't a total wreck. All right, let's see here. Was Cyber Monday a flop? Do you know anything about any of the numbers? I'm hearing that it might not have been this great adventure we're hearing about.
I think there's a lot less concern about just single days anymore. I think that the season has extended itself. I mean, you had deals, you know, starting well before Cyber Monday. You know, even though some of the sales out there were incentives were like we haven't seen in a long time. And then last year, because of the supply chain issues, you really weren't seeing much of any sort of sales or deals. And now they're out there. There's no doubt about it.
Well, they had a lot of sales. I mean, I can tell you that. I saw them. You couldn't go anywhere and not see sales, special, reduced, 90%, whatever. And, I mean, they just had sales everywhere.
Wow. You know, right now, I mean, my wife was telling me that, you know, I had to go to the mall last week because my desktop computer died, so I had, you know, I had no choice, and you never catch me using a mall with all that being that crowded at that time of year. I don't really care for that, but it was pretty busy, that's for sure.
Now, what kind of warranty you get on those things these days?
Oh, well, my desktop computer that died was 9 years old, so that's a pretty darn good run, I'd say. So, you know, you get a little Apple Care thing, and the thing lasts for years. I mean, I got to hand it to, you know, Apple stuff. It does last a long time.
Yeah, it does. And right now we're hearing about Elon Musk having a riff, if you will, with Apple and talking about starting. And it has to do with the phones and with that app for his Twitter. And it's talking about him, and he might start his own phone company with Twitter, a Twitter phone.
Yeah, I think that's probably more or less a bit of a threat than anything else. I do think that they'll come to some sort of meeting of the minds when it comes to Twitter and it being on the App Store. So I you know, again, it's a lot of money for Apple too, because if you're on Apple's App Store and you sell, you know, you have an app there selling product service, you know, they charge, they got to give them 30% of the money
that's
make.
Right, I heard that they get 30% yeah. Right off the top.
So I mean, they do pretty well, and you know, any of the business is going to be run through Twitter, especially some of the things that he wants to do with verification. That's, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars to Apple. I'm sure that they're not going to want to, you know, throw that away.
Now this FTX collapse has started to take some other companies with it. A company called BlockFi is now filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy as a result of their relationship with FTX.
I don't think, quite frankly, it's going to be the last. I mean, you got all these companies that are, you know, quite frankly, they're built out of air. I mean, there's nothing there. You know, there'll be these lending platforms for cryptocurrency nonsense. It's nuts. It really is. So, you know, I don't know why anybody is surprised by any of this. I mean, did you actually think about what you were doing with your money in the first place? I know it was trendy and cool, but, you know, trendy and cool is not a business plan.
Well, listen to this. BlockFi claims more than 100,000 creditors, with BlockFi's liabilities ranging anywhere from $1 billion to $10 billion. What the heck were they doing?
It's all funny money numbers. Just so you need to understand. It's like me coming out and putting a valuation on my baseball card collection of $5 billion and saying I'm worth $5 billion. I may say they're worth $5 billion, but it's only worth $5 billion if somebody's willing to pay $5 billion. So it's all scam.
Now, Twitter had a data leak here a while back before Elon Musk's takeover, and it revealed the user data leak got the people that got the info some 5.4 million accounts. This is before Elon was around.
I'm sorry, they got 5.4 million accounts. What happened to it?
Okay, let me read this headline, and then I'll start over. Earlier this year, Twitter revealed that the private data of 5.4 million users was stolen due to an API vulnerability. Now that data leaked, huh?
Yeah, okay. I read this story. I think it was in regards to also had something to do with purchases that people were making.
That's right.
So they're worried about information getting out. Again, I got to get to further details in regards to this. I mean, data leaks happen all the time, but this is something obviously that concerns people. One of the interesting things we were talking about Apple is that you have various different settings on your phone where certain information cannot be shared, which you can protect yourself from a lot of that.
Well, this apparently took place before Musk took control of the company, and I'm not even sure if he was aware of it.
There's going to be a lot of skeletons, I think, in the closets there as he continues to go through everything.
Yeah, and how do you think he's making out so far? I think he's doing pretty good.
You take a look at the usage, and it's doing quite well. There's no doubt about that. The usage has been great. They've obviously lost advertisers, which has hurt them. But I think that they'll slowly but surely come back.
Okay, now I got a question for you. We got about 30 seconds, and you can do this any way you want. How's the lacrosse team coming there? Your boys? You got a daughter 22, don't you?
I just got the schedule for my son who's in college, and the kids are starting up their winter training. We obviously finished football not too long ago, and getting ready to go. You gotta always be preparing for the next season, and that's what they're doing right now in the wintertime. A lot of weightlifting and running and skill work.
Are they still coming down here?
Oh, well, my daughter is going to be going to University of Tampa.
Okay, well, I got to know when you get down here because we'll go have lunch at Mission Barbecue.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to be down a lot. Start next.
All right, well, bring your appetite with you. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow, my friend.
All right, have a good one.
Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. That'll be fun, taking him over to Mission Barbecue, getting him over there with the gang. I'm sure the gang would like seeing them. There you go. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.